Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by Crazy Lister for professional mobile optimized eBay listings. Call in your birthday wishes for Lee.
Yes.
I think that would be nice.
I like that.
I know you do. Or call us with anything about eBay at 888-RADIO-30. Again, 888-723-4630.
So I happened to mention that I was elderly, and my brother now tells me that he looked it up.
Yeah.
And you're not called elderly till next year.
Really?
So the age I am right now is not considered elderly.
So what is considered
But next
elderly?
Year is... I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, you think we can do math?
Yeah, really.
Maths are hard.
Oh, yeah, sure. Right. Listen, you know what isn't hard?
What?
To win a $25 gift certificate for Bubble Fast shipping supplies.
Oh, I like that.
And I'm going to ask an interesting question.
Oh, you are?
Who owns eBay? Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30.
Who owns eBay? 888-723-4630.
Who owns eBay?
Who owns eBay?
Mm-hmm. Interesting one, right?
Well, I think so, yeah.
Yes, it is. Our telephone number again is 888-723-4630. But right now, we go to Dallas, Texas for E. Betsy's latest brief. What do you have for us today, Betsy?
'Tis a season to thank your customers. Not just because they've just bought something for you, but just for being your valued customer. One of the most underused assets available to eBay store subscribers is your email newsletter, and this is a perfect time to use it to send your followers a holiday thank you note. Don't tout a sale. In fact, don't try to sell them anything. Simply write a few words that express how much you appreciate your customer all year round and close with your best wishes for the holidays. Write as if you're addressing an individual buyer, because you are. This is a smart thing to do at other times of the year as well. As with social media marketing, not all of your emails should concentrate on selling. For example, Acquisitor, my client account, sells estate jewelry, so I might send out a newsletter with tips on jewelry care. You can send up to one newsletter a week, and even a basic store subscription comes with 5,000 free emails. That's enough for a whole lot of emails to a whole lot of followers. To access your email marketing tools, go to the Seller Tools section of your Seller Hub overview page and click Manage Store. Then in the left-hand sidebar, click on Marketing Tools, then click on Email Marketing. Hypertext links on that page lead to details about your store's email marketing capabilities, as well as information about email marketing in general. So send out that holiday thank you to your followers, and in the new year, resolve to use your store's email marketing function wisely and well. Now back to Griff, and happy birthday, Lee.
Thank you. Don't go away, Betsy. So, Griff, the saga of my first return as a seller.
Oh, yes, this return, yes.
Has ended.
And
eBetsy was on the GoToMeeting with me along with Donna yesterday when the package came.
Yeah.
The guy returned it, and he returned exactly what I sent to him.
Well, of course.
Well, I didn't know. You know, I mean, the guy was so angry that I thought, you know, remember he called me a scammer?
Yes, I
remember
did.
That.
Yeah.
So he was so angry, I didn't know what I was going to get back. But I got back exactly what I sent to him.
Well, that's good.
And I haven't measured it yet, but I could have been the wrong person here. I may have measured the pin wrong, you know, the rhinestone pin. But just wanted you to know that it all ended okay, and I gave the guy back the $20.
Aw.
And all is well.
Aw.
So it's that's over. Nice.
Yeah.
It does take a little toll on you, your first one.
Apparently.
Apparently.
Yes, we went through the whole gamut of emotions that we all feel at the first return.
Yes, and I showed it to them on you know, our GoToMeeting thing, camera, webcam.
Yeah, the gamut of emotions.
And I said, here it is. It's the one I sent. And it's a beautiful pin. He's really missing out. And even the second one I sent him was gorgeous. So,
that's too bad for him. That's
right. He missed out on it. What can I say? Betsy, thank you, darling, and thank you for the birthday wishes. I appreciate it.
Of course. Is it too early to serve you your birthday sushi?
No, you're going to serve it in the chat room?
Yes, I am, along with some other virtual refreshments.
Yeah, so we're having a party, a virtual party in the chat room for my birthday.
Oh, brother. Don't post and drive.
Be sure to tune in. It's time for the birthday cake.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Betsy. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Happy holidays, Griff and Lee.
Yes, this is our last show for the year.
Is it really?
Yeah, this is our last show for the year. So, absolutely. Let me see. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. And Patty from Virginia, and she's from a town in Virginia that I do not know. Patty, how do you pronounce it?
Nathalie.
N-A-T-H-A-L-I-E. And where is Nathalie, Patty?
It's about 50 miles south of Lynchburg, Virginia.
Okay.
And about 20 miles north of South Boston, Virginia, and about 70 miles north of Roxboro, North Carolina.
I get it. My family originally is from the New Bern, Rose Hill area.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Duplin County.
Mm-hmm.
Tobacco and turkeys.
Yes, ma'am.
So Patty is known on eBay as TLH Services. Patty, what's your question or comment today?
I was calling about the trivia question.
Okay, who owns eBay?
Stockholders.
You got it.
Yay, that's the right answer.
That is exactly right.
I was expecting someone to say, well, Griff, obviously.
Well, I figured they'd say Pierre Omidyar, who was the founder, of course.
Yes, of course, yeah.
That's what right, I figured they would say, but no. Okay, you're right. Stockholders own it. You're absolutely right. Patty, send me email, Lee, L-E-E, at voicemarketing.com, and I will email you your certificate, and you do everything online. Okay, you'll go on bubblefast.com, and you'll enter the code that's on your certificate, and you will get $25 worth of shipping supplies, okay?
Yes, ma'am. That's a wonderful Christmas gift. Thank you.
You're welcome. Patty, how's the weather up there?
It's cold, but we have no snow, no ice, no rain. It's beautiful, and we're not going to have a white Christmas.
Well, In your heart, you will have a white Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Patty.
And I really enjoy y'all's show, and happy birthday.
Thank you very much, Patty. Come back and talk to us real soon. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're on the air. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio Player, the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. You fill out the little web form, hit the Submit button, and Griff and I do our best to try to get to each and every one of them that comes in.
Yes, so, we definitely do.
So, Griff, so nobody owns eBay, just a bunch of stockholders.
Well, in my mind, it'll always be sellers, but, of course, that would be just my opinion. But
well, without eBay sellers, there would be no eBay.
Well, there'd be no merchandise.
That's right.
Right.
Let's face it.
I mean, I may be a little biased here, but
oh, I don't think so.
Oh, and don't think that eBay employees don't know this fact. They do.
So,
because if they forget it, I remind them.
Are they all? When is the holiday for eBay?
Well, it's hard to say because the official holidays on our calendar as employees are Friday of this week, I think, and I think Monday, and I think Monday of the following week. But most employees are using vacation time. I mean, this place will be dead next week.
Yeah.
There'll be no one here.
No.
Yeah.
Because that's a good time to take a holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's buying, you know, basically big stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
Or do they right after Christmas?
Sellers
are going to keep their stores open.
That's
not what I meant. I did not mean for eBay sellers to.
Oh, no. So what happens is that, people kind of go a little crazy for themselves and spend, you know, some people. So keep in mind that on the 25th, a lot of people are giving gift cards, eBay gift cards. And those can only be used on where?
eBay.
There you go. And I'm talking big bucks in aggregate of gift cards being redeemed. So, yeah, a lot of people now buy something for themselves. So although, you know, maybe some retailers notice a little lull and doesn't, you know, maybe they're trying to entice people in with after Christmas sales before the first of the year. on eBay, it's just, you know, nonstop. So
if someone, an eBay seller,
mm-hmm.
wanted to take a couple of days off, let's say 2 days where they don't have to think about anything.
Yeah.
So they should put their store on vacation, right?
It depends. So if you take the weekend off, for example, technically, if you're offering one-day handling and you make a sale on Saturday or Sunday, you don't have to ship those till Monday. So if you're only closing for the weekend but you want to garner some sales, then keep your store open. Just be ready to fulfill them
good.
On Monday.
Yeah. So if you want to take your – because Christmas Eve is Saturday and then
yes.
Christmas is Sunday. So if you
yes.
want to take Saturday and Sunday off, you've got it made. Anyway, you don't have to do anything.
No, you have to do a thing.
Okay, I like
if
that.
You're going to take it's not hard to do. Check when the bank holidays are. That's, you know, when the USPS is closed, then that's not a business holiday. I mean, that's not a business day. Then, you know, adjust as you need. But remember, keep in mind you're promised for one-day handling if you're offering that to your sellers, buyers, and make sure you can provide that. And if you have to shut down your store, keep that in mind, too. This open phone segment was sponsored by Crazy Lister. Our next one starts now, 888-723-4630. Call us, eBay Radio.
When it comes to managing your e-commerce business, there's only one listing tool more powerful than 6bit 2.0. That's 6bit 3.0. eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell online for 20 years. And he just keeps on getting better at it. 6bit 3.0 lets you create your own custom one-page listing form. You can change a whole batch of pictures at the same time and automatically rotate them while they import. There's also a brand new research tool so you can search multiple locations from a single keyword. 6bit 3.0 even adds support for additional selling channels in the US, Canada, and the UK so you can grow your e-commerce business on eBay and beyond. Try 6bit 3.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 396.
Ever wonder why some buyers leave negative feedback without contacting the seller? John Koldereis Lawson is the founder and CEO of Koldereis Media, and he's known on eBay as Shoestring King, all one word. He has this thought on the subject.
Here's the deal. Perspective is everything. So from a seller perspective, we think that a customer should contact us first. But from a buyer perspective, all I know is I've got a box that comes up automatically and says, hey, you want to leave feedback? I immediately leave the feedback. You know, I mean, I think a lot of that is they're not doing it to hurt your business. They're really just trying to express their frustration.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. Christmas became a national holiday in America on June 26, 1870. And did you know more diamonds are sold around Christmas than any other time of the year? Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And, you know, this phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. And you can call us right now at 888-723-4630 because we take calls now.
Yes, we do. And even if it's just to tell us hi and...
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
Remember,
you don't have to say happy birthday. You can say happy holiday.
You can say happy holiday.
Or Merry Christmas.
Or, you know, happy Festivus.
Mm-hmm. So, Griff, you like the movie It's a Wonderful Life? I mean, who doesn't? Oh,
well,
you don't?
It's a classic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Whoa.
I can watch it two or three times each holiday season, actually.
Damn you, Mr. Potter.
I love it so much. Oh, that was good, Griff.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Okay, so I should have gotten you this, but I didn't.
Well, it is the thought that counts.
So here's the item number.
So what were you thinking?
I was thinking 1222.
Wait a minute, babe. You're too fast for me.
I've heard that one before. It's usually somebody's mother. Okay. 1222.
1222.
3729.
3729.
6763. And click on sold.
Yeah, because it's a sold item, because you didn't buy it for me.
Right.
It's all right. I still love you. It's a Wonderful Life Village.
Yeah.
Oh, $1,200, babe. That would be too much to spend
$1,200.
Really. Oh, that's cool.
And so it's boxed, you know, each little separate thing. It's a whole village. It's the village that was in the movie.
Yeah.
And it's got people, all kinds of stuff.
Does it got Nick's Bar? I don't see that.
Oh, that was featured so heavily in that movie.
Well, you know, let's see. It's hard to see which one.
Yeah, I wish that they had...
Ma Bailey's house, the Bijou Theater, the Bedford Falls Bridge from which he jumps in. Bedford Falls Bridge. I can't read that one. See, this is hard to read some of these.
It is.
Ma Bailey's house again? Oh, City Hall, Bijou Theater. I want to see, you know.
I want to see the bar.
Yeah, the description doesn't have really anything in it.
No, and it's sold for $1,200.
Well, it's a good thing they didn't call for a listing dish, right?
Really?
Yeah, it's Hawthorne Village, Bedford
There's
Falls.
The library.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, pretty cool.
$1,200.
Do you know that that movie was a flop when it came out?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
I mean, some of the biggest cult classic movies, when they come out, are not that popular. This was a post-war movie. It was considered very dark in its day, even though it has a happy ending. And because it deals with themes back then, which...
Themes which were very sensitive because of the war.
Right. And suicide being one of them. And, you know, George, what's his name, thinks about doing that. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's pretty cool.
It was so good. But I should have gotten you that, but I didn't. So, and wasn't yesterday Howie's birthday?
Well, aren't you something that you remember that? It was, yes.
Yes. Well, please tell him happy birthday for all of us.
You know,
Sagittarians unite.
Want to know something about Howie? So, Howie is an amazing guy. He had close to 500 birthday wishes.
Oh my!
On his
Facebook.
On his wall yesterday. I never approach even that. So he's more popular, definitely more popular than I am,
and rightfully so. One knows him.
Quick.
Oh no, he's a wonderful person. He is.
Yes, it's true.
There's no question.
Yeah.
So I have another gift that I suppose I could have gotten for you also.
Yeah.
But did not.
Oh, it just never ends with you.
Here
babe.
It is.
Oh, come 1818.
On.
Wait, you're just going to tease me to death about this. All right, 1818.
9524.
9524.
3701.
3701.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, brother.
And,
these are always popular. Oh, babe, that's so expensive. You can't do that for me.
$5,096.
But it's a cell, you know, a production cell.
Right.
From the original How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And it's signed by Chuck Jones.
And so this is worth a lot because of collectors.
Yeah.
And they're doing 25% off right now. It was 6,000, 7,000 something, I think.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I thought
yeah, there's
like
a huge
that
collector
too.
Collection collecting market for these these cells.
There are. So anyway, what I got you was my undying devotion.
Oh, well, you know what? I'll take it.
Okay. You're welcome.
I'll take your
It's been how many years now? 14.
Oh, heavens, 14. Yeah. It's like we've been married, babe.
I think, John. Isn't it 14? 14 in June, it's going to be 14. Yeah, 14
yeah,
years.
14
so
years.
So we're into our 14th year. Now.
My, where does the time go?
I don't know. We've both gotten old as hell, though. I know that much. So we have a good show, but not elderly. Yes, not elderly.
Well, thank heavens for that.
Next year, though. Oh, my next year. God. Next birthday.
Oh, brother.
Well, we got a great show coming up. Two more hours. Lots of good guests.
Don't miss it. This open phone segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication. Global food for thought.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. VStock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to BeStockSourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The BeStock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's BeStockSourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
I know I'm leaving money on the table because I don't sell internationally. Oh, but selling overseas is just too complicated.
I use Indicia. It makes shipping to other countries as easy as shipping to my own backyard.
How is that even possible?
Well, for starters, Indicia builds the customs form right into the shipping label. I just enter my customer's data. Indicia chooses the right form, then fills it in automatically.
What about country restrictions?
That's where Indicia's international mail advisor comes in. It warns me about restrictions or prohibitions so I don't end up with disappointed buyers.
Can Indicia handle shipping to APO and FBO addresses? Those scare me too.
Easy peasy. Indicia includes an electronic signature and round date stamp on the customs form, so you can just give the package to your carrier.
I know I'll make more sales if I start selling internationally.
You sure will. So it pays to have Indicia, but don't just take my word for it. Get a 30-day free trial at Indicia.com/international.
I'm on it. Indicia.com/international. That's Indicia.com/international.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. Terapeak's SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. Terapeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. Terapeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and Terapeak together free for 7 days on Terapeak.com.